We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ooh.
But when I was a kid.
A group of daddy long legs?
Just one daddy long legs.
Just one daddy long.
One daddy long leg.
What's the plural of daddy long leg spider?
Daddy long legs. Daddy long leg spiders.
Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Fuck yes.
We got it on the first time.
First fucking
after
try.
After fucking it up for like the last 3 weeks straight. Yeah. I am looking at my recently repotted Monstera. Look at it.
Oh my God. It's that leaf thriving.
Is, she like was like, hey.
Stretching out.
Here I am. Mm-hmm. Right after I...
It's like
put her in a bigger
a
pot. Yeah, she's very like, happy to be there.
And also, then, I love this one. What is that? A Game Boy?
It's BMO. From Adventure Time.
Oh,
BMO. Mr. Liz got me that, and then I found the perfect little plant to put in him.
Oh my God! Did you name the plant BMO?
The one right next to it is actually named BMO.
Oh,
yeah. So now I have two BMO plants.
That's a very very cute pot.
Thanks. It's 3D printed, and we're gonna paint.
What?
We're going to paint the BMO so it isn't just one color.
3D printing is one of those things that I still feel like 90 years old. You know when like, you show like a 90-year-old how to send an email and they're like, whoa! Like, that's how I feel about 3D like, printing. Cool. I'm just never going to thinking it is. I don't understand it. The fact that like when those first came out, everybody was like so mind blown. And now people just like casually have 3D printers in their house is mind blowing to me.
Yeah, and then they just make stuff and sell it on Etsy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's it pays for itself. Great.
Not you great
have
news.
A hot dermatologist and a hot chiropractor. Chiropractors are hot. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I went to a hot chiropractor in college because I fucked up my back trying to get my car out of the snow. And his hands were like very, he didn't have oil. It was like a gel on his hands. And he had to undo my bra because he didn't want to get it dirty. And I was like, oh,
doctor.
I consent.
Oh, my God. Take me to dinner first.
Yeah, he was fine.
Oh, God. Yeah, there is something about like, somebody like.
Why is this? This is unlocking a fantasy, like some sort of like doctor, like sex fantasy. It's a fun imagination.
They, like, manhandle you chiropractors. Mm-hmm. Oh. Maybe that was, like, the early phases of, like, BDSM interest
maybe
for
that's
us.
When I realized, oh, I'm a sub.
Thrown around by my chiropractor. Yeah, my chiropractor was, like, telling
crack
me.
Crack my neck, daddy.
He was explaining all the muscle groups to me, and he was, like, touching them while he was explaining them to me. And then he, like, kind of hovered.
That's giving me ASMR.
On the lower back. He, like, he had a lot to say. He wasn't like hitting on me, but his hand was on my lower back for a while, and I was like,
"Oh my God!" It reminds me of a TikTok I saw of this guy like making fun of chiropractors, and he was using a skeleton.
Oh my God, I saw.
Yeah,
that.
And he like puts his entire hand in his, and then he's like holding it. And he's like, "You can only let a chiropractor do this. Don't let anyone else." touch you like this. Only I can.
He was like straddling.
Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, that feels good, huh? Are chiropractors just like daddy dogs?
I think they are. There's a trend of hot chiropractors on TikTok. They're always doing some sort of like sensual thrusting, like while they're not like not purposefully, but it's like that's why they have as big of an audience as they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, they're hot.
Nobody's just like watching chiropractors on TikTok.
I mean, they are. The
chiropractor.
The popping is just...
That's true. It's like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing.
I feel less like... when I watch the pimple popping videos, I'm like, ah, I hate it, but I can't stop
watching. What
I'm
is
like,
that about?
Get it out. Get it. They're just so satisfying.
They really, really are. Or people like getting ingrown hairs that are like 10 years old.
Oh my extracted. God. Mr. Liz had an ingrown hair on his chin that he was trying to pop and like get the hair out. And then I was watching him in the I stood on the toilet while he was looking in the mirror and I was like, this is exhilarating. This is the best moment of my life, of our relationship to date. And then I was like, can I try and get it? And he's like, sure. So I was like trying to get it.
Did you get it?
I think I got a big part of it. It was hurting him.
Mm-hmm. They hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if like someone else is touching you and trying to take care of that, it's way worse. Because like when
can't,
you
like,
do it,
tickle
you're
yourself.
Like, yeah. Wow. Do you have an ingrown hair? Tell us more.
He's like, I feel excluded from this conversation because I don't have hair.
I wonder if it would be like, you know how like cats sit on your computer because they're mirroring you.
Yeah.
I wonder if I gave him a microphone if he would stop.
That would be so goddamn cute. So everybody, we are on our 50th episode today. Liz and I did not notice
until it
like
was
2 seconds yeah. ago. Like a few days ago. We were like, holy shit.
We're on episode 50.
Yeah, and this is the last episode that we're recording before we take our much needed break through mm-hmm. August, which I'm having all sorts of anxiety about.
Me too.
I think I said this last episode, but I feel like we're leaving the kids with a babysitter for the first time. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, how are you gonna be okay? Call me if you need anything. But we've been trying to figure out what we're going to do in that
yeah.
space. So if you have any ideas for us, let us know. We're not like abandoning the pod for a month. We're just not going to record for a month, but we'll still be like posting and shit.
Yeah, Lizzie needs a break.
Mm-hmm. Lizzie's been working so hard at work
yeah.
and then this. And I just need to take a nap.
Yeah, just even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're about to move. It's a good time for us to take a little time off.
Just doing too many things right now. Yeah. And this is like the thing that I prioritize above a lot of other stuff that mm-hmm. is now just like stacking up. So it'll be good to have a month just to like get ahead of some stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss doing this. And I'm feeling very uncomfy.
We'll have some stuff to do.
We'll
have some things.
We're like working on some pretty exciting things right now, mm-hmm. like admin wise mm-hmm. for the Holy Hour.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see.
Say some slutty prayers for us.
Yes, say some slutty prayers for us.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do a little follow-up on something we talked about last week. We like started talking about hymens, and I recently bought the book Come As You Are, and the beginning of the book, the author is explaining like our biological like reproductive system, how it is the same part. We all have the same parts. Whether you were born like male or female, that's what you were assigned at birth. Like they're all the same things. They're just rearranged differently. They're organized differently. And the author like really drives that home. She's like, it's the same fucking thing. It's just in a different order.
Mm-hmm.
And then like she explains that like a hymen serves no purpose. It's just like left over from like because you weren't born with a penis.
Got it.
So it's just like a leftover like flap of skin. It's useless.
Okay.
And then she was explaining how like we want our bodies to have meaning, like, we want it to make sense. Like, okay, well, why is my body like this and yours is different? And that's, like, why religion can be so problematic when it comes to, like, how they treat women's bodies. Like, because vaginas are, like, mostly inside because that's where you carry the baby. They have to be inside.
Yeah.
That's why they're there. That's why they're internal.
Yeah.
And she was explaining how, like, if it's tucked in, it means that you should be ashamed of it. Like, so women have to protect their bodies and men's are just out there. Their penis is out there.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. And then she was explaining how, like, the implied meaning of a hymen is so damaging. Like, some people are just, some people are born without one. And yeah. And, like, sometimes it can be, like, stuck there forever. But she also was explaining how, like, damaging, like, the idea of, like, the religious reason behind a hymen. Like, the idea that, like, if you don't bleed during sex for the first time, like, you're not a virgin. And you had mentioned that. And that's something that we talked about last week. And then you can have, like, one, like, surgically added. And that doesn't make any sense because it's not, like, it doesn't serve a purpose.
Just so you could prove that you have one, that you aren't a virgin.
And then, like, most of the time, if you bleed, it's because there isn't any lubricant involved. Like, when you bleed the first time.
Yeah, because it's stress. I've bled during sex with, like, a penis that is too big because of the stretching. Like, it makes sense that that would happen. It is so fucking disgusting. The more that I think about it, the angrier I get about how virginity is weaponized in a lot of religions. That it's like a structure. Like, it doesn't mean anything, really. Virginity doesn't mean any, we're the only animals that hold any sort of importance on virginity.
Yeah.
And they use it as a weapon to give young girls shame.
Yeah.
I've never been a part of a church, but it feels so unbalanced. Maybe in some religions it's like, I feel like Mormonism, like, everybody needs to stay a virgin.
Like, trying to apply, like, some deeper level of meaning and purpose to your body, like, it makes sense humans want to do that, but it is damaging. It's damaging to your mental health. You're going to have a lot of things that you need to, like, cope with as you get older because of those ideas around sex. I also wanted to say, she also mentions, like, different types of arousal. Like, if you can be, like, mentally aroused, like, you can be ready, but you might not be wet, and that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that you're not going to enjoy it. Or you could, like, not feel interested in sex until you are, like, physically being aroused, and then you're, like, ready to go and involved and excited to be there. So I've only just started reading this book, and I'm really excited to read it because I think it's going to be really valuable for, like, me as a person who is having sex and in a relationship. And I think it'll also be valuable to bring this information to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we would like to invite you guys to read along with us. Woo! Because Amelia has the book as well, and we're thinking while we're taking a break, we can, like, do a little bit of light reading.
Yeah.
And break down some of, like, the most important parts of this book.
Summer reading. We are probably going to be holding the conversation on Patreon as well. I know hiding this shit behind a paywall is frustrating. We're not getting paid for doing any of this, so it's how we're able to give you all what we want to. So if you're interested in joining our little book club, you also get early access to episodes.
Hot Girl Book Club.
Hot Girl Book Club, baby. Yeah, my one of my guy friends is the one who introduced me to the book. He started reading it because he just wanted to understand, like, a female, like, how the women that he was having sex with were viewing sex, which I think is a very noble approach. For no reason. He was just like, I just wanted to, like, get a look into a woman's brain. And so he read it, and he's like, it turned me into a better partner in bed. He's like, I'm so much more tuned into what's going on. I don't like overthink shit. Like the whole like arousal thing. Like yeah. you could be into it and not be like your body could not show that you're into it. And like,
and also to believe that only people with vaginas can get wet. Like, so do like uncircumcised men.
Yeah.
And then I also thought it was very interesting. Like there's a lot of diagrams like showing where body parts develop in when you're in a uterus, mm-hmm. like how it is the same and then how it starts to develop differently, but with the same parts, mm-hmm. just seeing how they're like the same things just like laid out differently.
Yeah.
And then just the author is really funny just explaining like, I want you to get a mirror and like look at your clit and observe it. Observe your clitoris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just been an interesting read so far.
I'm glad that you're liking it.
Yeah.
It's really, I love the title. Come As You Are is such a great title.
Mm-hmm.
And the cover is a coin purse that looks like a vagina.
Yes.
Love that. It's on Amazon. That's where I got it. Where did you get yours?
I got mine at Powell's.
Oh, yeah. You were in Portland.
I was in Portland this last weekend. I bought it at Powell's bookstore.
Yeah, I'm sure it's at like Barnes & Noble. Does Barnes & Noble still exist?
I have no idea.
I hope it does. I love that
place. R.I.P. Borders.
Oh, my God. Don't you love how Amazon killed the bookstore and then opened their own? Fuck you, Jeff Bezos.
They were the bookstore. They started out as a bookstore.
Yeah. And then they killed the brick and mortar bookstores.
Yeah.
And then they opened their own fucking bookstore.
As someone who worked in brick and mortar retail, I do hate it.
Totally. But like a bookstore, that's like a pillar.
There's something that feels nice about going to a bookstore.
Yeah. I don't even read, really. And I fucking love going to bookstores. RIP to the bookstore. Fuck you, Jeff Bezos. Last episode, we talked about Squirt, the drink and the action of. Uh-huh. And I said I didn't know if I had squirted, but there was always like, not always, sometimes there would be a wet spot on the bed. The day after we recorded, I'm happy to let everybody know, I squirted.
Ba-ba-da!
It happened! I squirted and I didn't know, but the orgasm felt stronger. Like it felt...
like more intense.
Like, it felt, more intense. That's a good way to put it. And... he made me come twice, and then after that, he was like, "I made you squirt." What'd you say?
Must be nice.
It was. He's a talented chap. But after the second time, he was like, "I made you squirt a little bit on the first one," and I was like, oh, "What?" I was like,
"Really?
So fucking hyped." No way. He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh my God, explain it to me." And he was like, "Well, you can see on the bed and there was that wet spot," and I was like, okay, so when that I see that, that's probably what I thought it was all along. But
it's been squirt all this time.
It's been since day one. It's been squirt. It was very exciting for me. I had so many questions for him. But yeah, it happened, and it made a liar out of me, because on the last episode I was like, I don't think I've ever done that. Then well, the
congratulations.
Next day, thank you. I feel I'm like I lost my virginity.
You lost your squirt virginity.
Squirt-ginity.
Squirt-ginity?
Virginert. Virginert. No. Well, it's a working title. we'll revisit that one. But yes. So that's my little update from last episode. Very exciting time in my life. Thank you for listening.
Squirtinity. We got it.
Wow. That happened a lot faster than I thought it would. That was great. Squirtinity. Huh. Yeah.
Tell us your squirtinity stories.
I talked to one of my friends years ago about the first time that she saw, like, noticed that she squirts, and she made herself squirt masturbating, and it was like one of her first times masturbating. So she was like young, and she's like, what the fuck is that? And like, I was thinking about how jarring it would be to like not know what the fuck was going on. Like, if you didn't, like, did I just pee myself?
I mean, many of us have no idea what the fuck's going on. And that's why I'm reading this book. Read it, guys.
I'm really excited to dig into that book. Me too. I forgot that I had it until you brought it up.
Yeah. My therapist actually suggested it to me. And then she also was like, I think this would be really valuable for your listeners.
Damn.
And like also just for me if like I'm talking about sex. So positively and proactively.
Written by a PhD too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pop another drink to that.
Are you on drink number two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I really blasted through that first one.
Yeah, you're slurping through these.
I think it's because I switched to the like the fruit punch Trulies, and they were awful. And now that I'm back to normal Truly, it's like I'm having water for the first time ever.
I'm
craving this.
What? Oh, okay. I have a question for you.
Oh, okay. I was pulling up my notes.
Would Lightning McQueen from Cars have car insurance or life insurance?
Fuck. Life insurance.
That's what I was thinking too, but...
But I think car insurance is life insurance when you're Lightning McQueen and Mater. Mater doesn't have either, let's be real.
No, he has no insurance.
No, he has no insurance.
But also, like, insurance is a scam a little bit.
Yeah, Mater's made it this long. He doesn't need no fucking insurance.
He's the one doing the maintenance.
That's true.
He doesn't need to be maintenanced because he is the maintenance.
Fuck yeah. Wow, deep. We love you, Mater. Mater, if you're listening.
Would Lightning McQueen have life insurance or car insurance?
Oh, I think life insurance is my final answer.
Let us know what you guys think. I'm going to make it a poll, I think.
Make it a poll for sure.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Ooh.
Also kind of irrelevant, but I want to hear your answer. What order do you get dressed?
That is such a good question. What order do I get dressed in? I literally have no idea. Bra
first.
I'm typically not wearing a bra.
Okay.
So that I need to put one on.
Okay.
Well,
you're coming out of the shower.
Oh, if I'm coming out of the shower, probably underwear first.
Okay.
Bra.
Okay.
Shirt, pants.
And then socks.
Yeah, if I need them.
Okay. Interesting.
What do you do?
I do underwear, pants, bra, shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah, I go in sections.
Yeah.
And then socks. Yeah. I was thinking about this when I was getting dressed to come here. I was like, because people always say, like, I'm just like you. I put my pants one leg at a time. And I'm like, but everybody puts their clothes on in different orders.
It's true.
That podcast, FRDI, that I talked about last week, they asked, Cakes asked Nick the question. Also, I'm like low-key working on like a crossover event. Clearly, it's like the fifth time I've talked about this podcast. They're great. But they asked this question and Cakes puts his socks on first.
Why? Is he a serial killer?
That was like Nick's reaction was like, no. What? It's just so interesting how people, oh my God, wait, pause. You can see the moon coming over and it's about to be a full moon.
Yeah, tomorrow is a full moon in Aquarius.
It's the age of Aquarius. Wait.
And we're in Leo season.
I'm an Aquarius moon. Does that mean anything?
Probably, but I don't know.
And I'm a Leo rising and we're in Leo season.
Mm-hmm. So you might have a big few weeks.
I'm so hyped. I need a big few weeks.
Yeah. Hopefully they're good.
Fuck. I'm moving next weekend.
Yeah. See?
Holy shit, y'all. I'm so fucking excited. Okay. Wow. It's rising fast. Look at how much it's gone up since I pointed it out. Wait, can we just like take a moment to appreciate?
Let's enjoy this.
The moon is such a boss bitch. Look at her. She's just like, what's up, bitches? She's commanding attention. This has been on my list for so fucking long. It's a short conversation.
Ooh.
I talked to you about it, but we haven't talked about it on here. I matched with a guy on a dating app like a year or so ago. And he was about to move here from Michigan, so we never met, but like we were like following each other on Instagram and like we were talking about meeting up when he moved here, and then for whatever reason it didn't happen, but we like stayed in touch. And then I got a message from him one morning and he was like, oh my God, how do you know XYZ, like one of my girlfriends? And I was like, she's a friend of mine, why? And then I noticed that he had unfollowed me and removed me as a follower. And I was like,
when you said she's one of my friends?
Before that. Like, I sent that and then I looked and I saw that he had removed me. And I was like, did you remove me as a follower? And he was like, yeah, I was panicking about, like, her maybe seeing that we knew each other. And I was like, why? What's the deal? I was like, did you guys hook up? Like, what's, you know? And he was like, no, we matched on this app that was for people looking for three ways. And I was freaked out that she would make the connection that I know you. And I was like, I don't know you, though. A. B. Why is that weird? Like, why would that be weird?
Yeah.
It's not like you're trying to marry this girl, you know? And so it was, I was thinking about, like, how sophomoric it is to be in your late 20s and be like, well, I can't show this person that I'm following this person, this stranger, that I'm following this other stranger because I want to fuck this other stranger. That is shady as fuck. And I couldn't think of a reason why that should be an issue. And, like, is that not the biggest red flag? Like, the fact that I can't figure out why that would be his course of action. Like, I feel like there's something shady going on with this guy.
I mean, it's just a childish way to handle something.
Right. And then he requested to follow me again. No. He followed me and he was on private, so I'd have to request to follow him. And I never did. So I was like, fuck you. I don't even know you. Goodbye. Like, I don't care. And then he unfollowed me and that was the last that I heard from him. But it's just it's so immature. Like, I can't think of a reason why you would need to do that.
And then to also freak out that, like, you were going to find out. It doesn't make any sense.
No. And I messaged her about it. He was like, don't message her about it. And I was like, fuck you, I'm messaging her about it. So I messaged her about it.
To be like, don't message her about it?
Yeah. Hold on. I actually think I still have those messages. I should read
hey,
those.
Hey, can I gatekeep your friendship?
I said, girl, this guy, his name, that I matched with on Hinge a while back, messaged me asking how I know you because you matched on some dating app. And I realized he removed me as a follower. And I asked why. And he said he panicked and didn't want you to see that we knew each other. Anyway, that feels immature and sketchy as fuck, so I wanted to flag it for you. She said, what the fuck? This is so random. Yeah, we matched on Tinder, I think. And I mean, I already know at this point it was a three-way app. I'm like, you don't need to tell me that. I think and had a casual kick conversation, but then I just stopped responding because I got strange and desperate boy vibes. He was saying shit to her like, oh my God, you're a yogi. This is, I have a screenshot of the conversation. You're a yogi. I'd love to fuck you in one of those gorgeous baths because she takes a lot of selfies in her bathroom. How do you know Amelia? LMAO. She never answered. And then he said, anyway, I'd be down to grab a drink or something if you are. Let me know. Never answered. Texted her again. Hey, do you want to hang out?
Wait, I want to see this. I hate him.
Yeah, he sucks. He's really hot. And he's really smart and he has a good job, but he's fucking sucks. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, this is all coming back to me now. This is the guy that was like, if you and I ever hang out, I'm going to make you sign an NDA so you don't talk about me on your podcast.
Fuck you.
Look at us now, bitch. So she ended up not giving him her real number because she was getting a bad vibe from him.
Yeah.
And then I have the screenshot of our conversation. I have a very weird question, LMAO. I said, go ahead. He said, how do you know, my friend? Don't text her, LMAO. It's super strange. I'll explain.
Well, TBH. LMAO.
Mm-hmm. Well, TBH, not that strange. I said how we know each other. And then he said, okay. I said, what a jump to go from super strange to it's not strange. He said, well, I don't know how to put it. We matched on a three-way app and noticed that we both follow you. I said, ooh, what app? Also, did you remove me as a follower? Why am I not following you anymore? He said, yeah, I panicked. My B. It's a three-way app. I got curious. I said, you panicked that she would see that we knew each other. He said, yeah, people are skittish. Anyway, add this to your holy hour experiences. And then I said, I hope it goes well with her. And he said, nothing is going to go. LOL, those apps are all talk. And then I just never answered him. And that was the last that we talked.
Also, I've heard Kick is like really sus.
Is it?
I don't know. I saw a Reddit post where it was like, oh, I found my partner like talking to someone on Kick. And then they were like, Kick is disgusting. Like the comments were like, Kick is like, don't be on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I don't know. Well,
that's good to know. Stay away from Kick.
Yeah. If your partner's on Kick, they might be cheating on you.
Very strange. Don't be sketchy and weird. Just like, I feel like people acting sus because they think that somebody's going to think that they're sus just makes you look more sus.
Yeah.
It's like apologizing for things you don't need to apologize for. It makes people,
and
like,
it's probably more like it probably makes you more sus in a different kind of way.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is the deal, dude? Anyway, like, dodged a bullet.
I don't know. You have an interesting listen. Well, okay, I'll read my like listener message.
Yeah.
First, I'll just give you. So she sent it to me in a bunch of different messages, but I'll just give you a recap of it.
Okay.
So a listener wrote to us. She is 21. She like hasn't been having like a ton of luck on dating apps, and she's like new to the city she just moved to, and she is a yoga instructor. And then she met a really nice guy who was also already a yoga instructor. And he, like, helped her out, like, when her phone died. And I think her, like, phone just, like, broke and she needed to get a new one. Like, she just needed to get a burner phone. So he, like, took her and helped her out since she couldn't, like, navigate anywhere because she didn't know where she was. And then she asked for his phone number. And then he was like, they exchanged numbers, and then he was like, can I take you to dinner next time you're in town? So next time she's in town, they like go out to dinner, and he's like grabbing her waist, and she was like, it was the best date I've ever been on. Like, they were hanging out until like the place they were at like kicked them out because they were closing. So then he like walked her to her car, and he was like grabbing her waist, and he's like, this is like so hard for me. And then she's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I'm married and you're like so hot.
Oh.
And then she's like, I'm 21, so I didn't even think to look at his ring finger.
Yeah.
And then she was like, he was like, now you're like not going to talk to me again. And then she was like mad at him and like left. And then she's like, do you think I should like give him a chance?
No!
Should I hear this guy out? Yeah. And then I was like, fuck no. Like, do not talk to this man ever again. Because I also think like, I think it's really disrespectful that he like put it on her mm-hmm. to give him the go ahead to cheat on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
If she was like, it can be our little secret, he totally would have been like, okay, I'm going to cheat on my wife with you.
Yep. Yeah, there are so many ways that this could have been okay, and this was the really the only way that it wouldn't have been, is that he wasn't, either he's not being open with her that he has an open marriage, which is disrespectful to put that on her when they're already on a date.
Doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound, but say that he did, that's still disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But then also to cheat on his wife is fucked.
Yeah.
If he would have just set it up front, because I'm all for open marriages, if that's the agreement that y'all have. Or if you participate in polyamory or ethical non-monogamy, whatever. But if you're not being open with both parties, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Do not give this guy another chance. No. Because say it works out magically with y'all and it's great. He's going to do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
People that are capable of this kind of shit, I don't believe in once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe in that in a lot of cases. But when somebody is like this extreme to be on a dating app and go on a date when
they weren't on a dating app.
Oh, right. Yep. She had no luck on dating apps. That's why my mind was there. But to go out with this guy when, you know, to agree to go on a date with somebody in public.
Right. Well, and I just like, I feel like I see this kind of shit all the time. It's so fucking annoying. Well, because like you and I have both been in circumstances like that
mm-hmm.
on more than one occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about a guy I had dated who, so I was in a wedding and he was also in a wedding. And he like was chasing after me. Like I was with Mr. Liz, still am with Mr. Liz. And he was like talking to me. He's married now. And we were just like catching up. And he was like, I just like don't know what to do because I'm like still so attracted to you. And I'm like, well, fucking duh. Like, of course, like the things you liked about me before still exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. And that's then, another case of putting it on you to give him the go ahead.
And then he was just like being like very. He was crossing some lines and I just wasn't being reactive. And I was like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to remove myself from the situation. And then I avoided him the next day, too, because I was just like, I'm not going to deal with this. Like, he caused a lot of drama that night, too. But like just thinking about it, too, he was like, yeah, I don't think I was like, oh, so like, are you guys like gonna start planning a family? Like, you know, just typical conversation. Like, how'd you meet your wife? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I genuinely wanted to know.
Yeah.
And we hadn't talked in like a few years, so I don't know what he's up to. And then he was like, I actually don't want kids. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, everyone can make their own choice. I just was surprised because that wasn't what he had told me when we were dating. Mm-hmm. So, but you're allowed to change your mind. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. And that was that. And then his wife recently announced that they're expecting a baby. So he's just like saying this shit to me, like, because he's trying to distance himself from his wife. And I just like, I see this kind of shit all the time. And it is so infuriating because I think that men also experience like being pressured into marriage and stuff and having a family before they've like fully thought this out.
Yeah.
And like, it sucks that all of us are put in that position, but I just, it's so fucking annoying to see. It's just like, if you're not ready, just don't get married.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, I don't know if I want to be with this person forever, just let them go. It's going to
mm-hmm.
be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how long you've been with them. Like, yeah. If you just like, because that's that person's life too. It's not just about you.
And I don't know anybody that would rather have their significant other lie about wanting to be with them rather than just being honest. And like the temporary yeah. pain of like getting broken up with is so much better than the long-term pain of realizing that somebody was just with you because they like pitied you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck that.
Or because they were like, I can make this work. And I definitely don't think that men are guilty of that all the time. Like, I think women do that a lot too, of like,
yeah,
oh, I'm feeling the pressure of like society and my family to get married and have kids before age 30.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to settle with someone who has enough of the qualities I like and we'll work with it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I mean, I was guilty of that with my ex for a while. Oh, like, same. I was so unhappy Absolutely. In that relationship. And I just, like, didn't want the temporary pain of breaking up with him. And I didn't want to hurt him. And in the long term, it you hurt the other person.
Yeah. You both are suffering mm-hmm. and hurting yourselves.
Yeah.
And Ugh. Each other. I don't know.
I just can't.
It's just like annoying.
Then you got hit on by that married guy at the bar that we ended up finding. Didn't he follow you back?
No.
Oh.
I unfollowed him pretty fast. Yeah, I unfollowed him pretty fast after my investigation.
And then I hooked up with that married guy by accident. I really, truly cannot.
And then, like, how many, like, married guys do you know that you're like, I don't think you should be married? Like,
a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I can think of a handful off the top of my head that I'm like, but it made me think of like a made up reductress headline that I would write, which is just like, wow, the couple you thought would get divorced is having a baby.
You tweeted that. I saw that. So
fucking good. I've seen that happen a handful of times. You're like, this shit is not going to work because that person is like not stable.
Yeah.
That person should not be in a relationship with another person.
Mm-hmm.
That person needs to be alone and like working on themselves.
Yeah. Fuck. God, I've gotten so much. I was talking to Squints about this last night, how beneficial it is to just be alone.
Yep.
When you need it. Mm-hmm. And not try to mask your problems with being in a relationship or jumping from relationship to relationship. And I'm all for, like, if this feels right for you to do, you know yourself best. But, like, there is so much benefit in just being alone. And like
it's easier to stay true to yourself mm-hmm. in the future, like in future relationships, once you've spent that time alone.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like it can be very easy when you feel lost mm-hmm. like to be like, well, I guess I can change this about myself or this person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. And then when you're like in a relationship or you're like dating when you're not in a place to be dating, you do stupid shit like remove people as followers just in case their friend sees that you are a mutual friend. It's like you
I don't do understand
stupid, immature shit. Like, just figure yourself out.
I don't understand why people make life so complicated sometimes. It doesn't either. Need to be that way.
It really doesn't.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a good example of what I mean. Getting just like caught up in like money and like drama and I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that as someone who would like to have more money.
Fuck, I want more money so bad.
I just don't want to worry about it.
Me too. Wouldn't that be so nice?
I think that's what I... It's not like I want to, like... I want to, like, ball out and buy a bunch of, like, diamonds or something. I don't know. Just like, oh, yeah, I just... If I need to take a month off of work, I can do that.
Oh, my God, yeah. I want to have fuck you money in the way that I want to, like, buy a round of drinks for, like, everybody that
exactly.
I'm with.
Exactly.
That kind of fuck you money.
And or, like, if you see a gift for... That you're like, oh, I think this person would really like this.
And
like,
for no special reason.
To just buy it because it's right.
Yeah.
For them. I don't know. That's, yeah, that's the kind of fuck you money I want.
Me too. To just I don't want, like, six mansions kind of fuck you money. No. Going to space for 10 minutes. Fucking Jeff Bezos.
This is an anti-Jeff Bezos episode slash entire podcast.
Fuck you, Jeff Bezos. I have not read this yet, but we got an email about a topic that Liz and I are both not very well versed on. And I think that it would be interesting to at least start this conversation so that if anybody that's listening has experience with this or any stories, then we can have a further conversation down the line. Do you think you'll be able to talk about this at all? We'll read it and then we'll see what kind of discourse.
I have no idea what you're about to read.
I have. Oh, you don't?
No.
The cross-dressing
stuff. I didn't read it.
I haven't read it either. This is the first time we're both reading this, but it's about cross-dressing. Okay. This is from one of our male listeners. Growing up, I had a best friend that I was with all the time. We were always at each other's houses and oftentimes we would be alone. We typically would just play video games. Then we started to make little bets on who would win and then loser had to do something that the other person said. One time when I lost, I said he had to wear a pair of his mom's underwear. It was a thong. And yes, they were from the clean laundry, LOL. Important distinction. After I put it on, something about that just really seemed right to me. It was like a mixture of comfort and being naughty at the same time. I had to wear them for the rest of the night. It started then when I'd go over to his house, I'd make an excuse to go to the bathroom, and I'd find a pair of his mom's thong and put them on to wear even without being asked. We continued playing games and making bets, and me knowing where it would go, I started to purposefully lose the games, and every time I did, he'd tell me to add something else. So it started with adding the bra, then adding a skirt or a dress, and all of that just felt right to me. There did turn to some sexualness between the two of us, that if you want to hear that part as well, that carried on until high school. Then I was able to buy my own stuff, and obviously I couldn't wear the female clothes to school, but I'd often have a thong and sometimes a garter and stockings underneath my regular clothes, at least on days I didn't have gym. That's kind of the origin of how this all started and carried on to adulthood, if you want to hear more. So this male listener is a cis heterosexual male who is married to a woman. So he's not like having any sort of he's not questioning his gender or anything, but he feels like himself and comfortable wearing women's underwear and women's clothes without people knowing. And I don't think I've really ever put a lot of thought into that being a thing that people do, but if, mm-hmm. like, of course it is, you know, like, it's all so fluid and on a spectrum, and I think I've just never thought about how maybe cis men would feel good wearing women's clothes sometimes. It's all a structure and it's all societal, so why not?
Yeah,
you know,
I totally agree. Like, I don't know. Clothes are just clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just like another form of self-expression. I like, I don't know. I've always kind of felt like that.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about like gender and identity. But just seeing how like genitalia is the same thing and none of us decide like how we are when we're born.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why are people born and then we make them be a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be that way?
And why does it matter to other people?
Yeah.
That's the part that I struggle with the most.
Yes. I'm like when people are so upset about trans folks, I'm like, why do you fucking care so much?
It's not affecting you in any fucking way.
No.
It's like Candace Owens tweeted something about Demi Lovato using they, them pronouns. And she was like, it's not grammatically correct. Let's stop promoting anti-academia in America, something stupid like that.
She is the dumbest.
Shut the fuck up. She's so dumb. There are very few women in this world that I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. And Candace Owens is one of them.
Did you see the very socialist tweet she had about the vaccine? She's like, why is the vaccine free if it's life-saving? Like, why, if it'll save your life, how come things like insulin and other life-saving drugs are so expensive?
Based.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Well, yeah, and then she was like, boom, got him. Like, I was like, how fucking stupid do you have to be to think that drugs are only life-saving if they're obscenely overpriced and inaccessible? I don't know. Anyways.
I can't fucking stand Candace Owens. And oh, we're on Kanye Eve when we're recording this. Kanye is releasing a new album tomorrow. Ooh, big deal. Oh, Donda, shit. It's his first one in years. But Candace Owens and Kanye were seen hanging out on that track. That makes sense. Okay, so all that to say, I understand why somebody that might like cross-dressing would be uncomfortable with it. And I think a lot of it is societal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming from me, who doesn't cross-dress, who's cis and straight. And I don't know what this experience is. But not being able to tie that kind of behavior to a sexuality must be uncomfortable.
It's
confusing.
To me, it's obnoxious, mm-hmm, that there's anything any sort of behavior tied to sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And the way that you dress or look or present yourself. It's just how come everything, can't people just exist without you analyzing them and picking them apart?
And that's also for the individual themselves. You, because of how society is and the rules that society has set up for us is if I'm feeling this way, this must mean XYZ. When in reality, it can just be what it is. It could just be that you just cross-dressing. And this listener who I don't know if he's doing that kind of questioning or whatever of what does this mean? But I'm sure that there are some people that are into things that would be what society has deemed as gay.
Yeah.
That are uncomfortable with it because they aren't, and they're feeling like they're being held to that.
Yeah.
So I think that it's important to talk about, and that's why I want to have more conversations about this, because it's not something that's on my radar at all.
Yeah.
Cross-dressing is one of those things that conservatives have been oh, trans folk, they're just cross-dressers, and it's that's not the same thing. So I haven't even thought about cross-dressing. I've just kind of blocked that verbiage out of my mind. Ugh, it's this is how I felt about gay marriage before gay marriage was legalized. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck does what somebody else does affect you in any way? I just can't get over it. Just let people use the pronouns that they want, marry who they want, dress how they want, who they want.
If you are not hurting anyone, mm-hmm, what's the problem? Let them be happy in their relationship and in their own body. What is so bad about someone loving their own body?
Yes.
Does not make any sense to me.
It doesn't. And that's why I want to have a conversation with somebody that disagrees with us. Because I think there's a lot of value in hearing the other side. I don't agree with you, and I think you're very wrong, but I want to have a conversation to understand. During the election, I watched a lot of Fox News just to fucking understand. It was painful. I still have nightmares. It was awful. But I wanted to see what the other side was hearing. It was garbage and all lies. But it's important to hear the other side.
I agree. I don't think everyone should have the same opinions, mm-hmm, on everything all the time, because if that were how life was, I don't know. You need to learn and question things.
Totally. Yeah. And I think that there's a lot of benefit in allowing somebody to have a conversation for the potential to grow. Because if you want to put energy into educating people, that's everyone.
I also think the ideas of liberal and conservative, I think it's become so extreme, mm-hmm, and people are just screaming at each other, and if they weren't, they would realize that they're on the same page about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really frustrating. Like, if you just, like, weren't screaming at each other for a little bit, like, you'd probably realize you have some of the same opinions.
That's like Candace Owens' whole socialist tweet. I'm putting you on the spot here, but we did talk about it previously. Because it is our 50th episode, I texted Liz this morning and said, should we write each other vows for our 50th? And then both of us got too busy. So we wanted to improv some vows for each other.
Okay.
For our 50th episode.
Okay.
Wow, this is going to get real, real.
Yeah. Do you want to start? Because that...
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Will you throw some, like, very quiet wedding music?
In the background?
In the Absolutely. Background of this? All right. Cue Absolutely. The music. Liz. Ever since the... Okay, I gotta pull it together. I've gotta get really serious. Pull out the acting, Amelia.
Yep. Ken character.
Liz. Since the day that I met you...
I'm gonna fake cry.
Okay. I knew that we would create something special together. And here we are, 50 episodes later. Are we renewing our vows? We're renewing our vows. Okay. I'm so happy that we are reconnecting to renew the vows that we made to each other 50 episodes ago, over a year. And I'm here to promise you in our vows that I will stand by you in sickness and in health to provide the best, top-notch, amateur sexual knowledge to our beloved audience. I will always put our friendship above all else, like, regardless of the business.
You're turning into a youth pastor. Sex is cool, but you know what's cooler? Jesus.
Not sex.
You know why Jesus didn't have sex? We don't know that.
He did. He was hanging out with a prostitute. Okay. I vow to put our friendship above all else. I would continue this phenomenal communication that we have had, of which we put our health and our mental health and our well-being above all else for the remainder of our time here together. Amen. Let us pray.
Amen. Oh. Please grab your other hand. Let us pray.
Okay. All right, Liz. Yours are going to be better. I hate this.
Amelia Sampson.
Yes, Liz.
I was so blessed when you came to me several times proposing a podcast and that you weren't joking.
I wasn't.
I promise to beat the shit out of all of your childhood bullies. Reese.
Charlie. Maddie.
Yeah. I will always wash the cum out of your hair.
Oh, thank you. It was in the roots. I needed help.
And I promise to continue this equal partnership that we've built that is, like, symbiotic and beautiful.
Oh.
And I love that we care about each other as people.
Mm-hmm.
And our friendship comes before the podcast.
Yes, this is getting emotional. Yeah. Though. Why are your vows better than mine?
No, I just started to think about the things I appreciate about you in the pod.
I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, episode 50. It's to 50 more. We're gonna go fucking ham on episode 100.
Episode 100. Well, and we're gonna get there faster than we did. Because we took a few breaks.
Yeah.
So.
And we're going balls to the wall. Also, this is not counting the New Testament episodes, too.
No.
Somebody tweeted us about one of the New Testament episodes. And I was like, I forgot about those. In literally
Remember
a year.
When we thought we'd have time to do two a week?
What the fuck
Someday.
Were we thinking?
Someday.
That was also, like, very deep in the pandemic.
When yeah.
Nothing was going on.
Big lonely.
But, I mean, like, so RIP to the New Testament, but glad that y'all...
Listen to them.
Now we're on Patreon. I'm looking at the camera, slipping a boob out. A boob has
Me
been slipped.
Too. I'll show you the mole I got removed So I guess it's no longer a mole, but
yes,
it's a big, gnarly wound right now.
Liz had a big day.
I did. It was emotionally draining.
It was.
They gave me a stress ball because I was shaking.
Oh, they gave you a stress ball? That's yeah. a good doctor.
She was so cute.
My God, my doctors would be like, suck it the fuck up.
She was like, do you want one or two stress balls? And I was like, just one.
That's really sweet. I was like, oh, Liz. I wish I could have gone with you.
I wish you could have too. I was nervous.
Oh my God, take me to scary appointments.
Okay.
Just put them on my calendar early and I'll block off my calendar. Okay, cool. All right.
Thank you for listening.
Burps at the worst times.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at The Holy Hour. And then email us stories, thoughts,
musings.
Musings. Even if we don't respond, we are reading them and we love you. Just email us at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe to our Patreon, pretty please.
It would mean a lot.
Yeah.
You're killing these outros.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm surprised too.
You've taken on this new role and you're killing it.
Oh my God. Thank you. I'm so proud of you. I couldn't do it without you. Anyways.
You could. All right. We love you.
Our children.
We hit that note early.